97.5 WOKQ, taking your calls on the things that your spouse leaves all around the house, so much so that you can't go anywhere without finding them. 603-749-0975. Random caller getting a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley and Walker Hayes at the Bank NH Pavilion. 97.5 WOKQ, you're live with Logan. Who's this?
Hillary, I'm calling from Summersworth.
Hi, Hillary. So do you have a partner in the house or a roommate?
I have a significant other. We do half and half. I go to his house and he comes to mine.
Okay. And what are you leaving around, or what is your spouse leaving around?
So he likes to leave his milk cups around, or some dirty tissues.
Did you say milk cups?
Yeah. Like, he's a milk drinker. He goes through, like, a gallon of milk, like, a day. So when he has his milk, he leaves the cup, like, wherever he is in the house.
Ew. You know, there's a lot of people who leave coffee cups and water cups. Like, Kira, for example, she'll leave water cups everywhere. But milk goes bad and smells sour.
Oh, yeah. There's days that, like, you go to get the cup, like, a day later, and there's still, like, milk in it, and it's chunky and stuff. It's gross.
Ew, Hillary, ew. This is a great example, a disgusting one. Thanks so much for the call. I'll call you back if you win the tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. You too.
Bye-bye. So you get it. It's your turn now. 603-749-0975. What does your spouse leave around the house, leave around the car? What is the item that your spouse can't go without that you find everywhere and it drives you crazy? 603-749-0975. Random caller getting a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley and Walker Hayes at the Bank NH Pavilion. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. 97.5 WOKQ. Taking your calls on the things that your spouse leaves all around the house or your car, the things that your spouse leaves everywhere that drives you nuts. 603-749-0975. I'm pretty sure we have Bree on hold. Good morning, Bree. You're live with Logan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Talk to me. Do you have a partner, a spouse, a wife, a husband? Who you got in your life?
Yeah, so it's my partner. So works fire EMS.
Okay.
So constantly on the run. But biggest pet peeve of what he would leave around, he would take multiple coffee mugs, like the travel coffee mugs to work.
Yeah.
And then he would come home and just leave them all over the house. Sometimes they were empty. Sometimes they were full. You'd find them in the back of the truck on the floor.
Mm.
They'd be in cup holders. Like, I don't know what it was about him and coffee mugs. They never made it into the dishwasher. It was just wherever he put them down was where they stayed.
Bree, what's the solution? Do we get rid of all of his coffee mugs and then he only has one, so he has to carry it around everywhere?
I can't even tell you the amount that I actually threw away, because by the time I found them, they were... You couldn't save them.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I think we settled and we had like maybe two or three, but he finally learned to like bring them inside and at least put them in the sink.
Okay, so we're making progress, and really that's all we can ask for ourselves.
Yeah.
I love it. Bree, great example. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. WOKQ, you're live with Logan. Who's this?
Hi, it's Michaela.
Hi, Michaela. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so well. Talk to me. Who do you have, a roommate or a husband or a wife in your life?
So it's my husband. He leaves his socks everywhere, and we have a cattle dog, and she's obsessed with socks.
Oh, no.
And she's also half hound, so she's obsessed with smelling them, too. So he leaves them everywhere, and then I find her just running around the house, freaking out, and she's, like, holding, like, socks galore.
Is he doing it because he knows the dog likes it, though?
No, because he doesn't want the dog to have them. And I'm like, just put him away. But she'll, like, sometimes even, like, go into the hamper and snag them.
Oh, man. That's really extra.
Yeah. He's definitely a strong breed.
Does he take his socks off, like, all over the house? Like, I know my wife, she works long days. So I really try not to give her crap for it. But she'll take her socks off on the couch and just toss them on the living room floor all the time. Is he doing that kind of thing?
Yeah, sometimes he, like, tosses it aside, or he just throws it on the bed like he's going to put it in the hamper, like, 2 feet away.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally guilty of this, too, so I can't really talk too much smack.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
That's a great example. 97.5 WOKQ. It's Logan from Kira and Logan in the Morning. And the tribe's up in here talking about the things that their spouse leaves around all over the house, sometimes the car, sometimes attached to their body. Let me give you the background story. I find pimple patches all over my house because my wife uses pimple patches. And the other day, I get to the studio and I take a sip of my water and I had two used pimple patches on my damn water bottle. So my question is, what does your spouse leave around? What do you collect from your spouse?
It's not just pimple patches. It's not just my wife. It's also my eldest daughter. Pimple patches.
Oh, it's pimple patches.
Eyelashes.
Eyelashes?
Stuck to random things. I found them attached to the back of my pant leg before.
Eyelashes?
Oh, yeah. I've been walking around all day with things attached to me that I'm like, well, I don't even know what this is.
Okay, that's great.
And I literally, I'm at a point where I just bring them home and show them to both of them and be like, is this yours?
Okay, that's great. Sales guy Sean, what do you got in your house?
All over the house. This is one of those things you got to friggin' deal with. She leaves cups of water.
Yes.
All over the place. It'll be Thursday or Friday, and then we have, like, a banister at the top of the stairs. All the cups for the week will be in there. And I'm like, dude, it takes me off by the sink, because it's like, just pour it in the freaking sink and put the cup in the sink. And then she'll do the utensils. She'll put the knife on the edge of the thing, because she's going to use it like, no, you're not. Put that knife in the sink. Put it... I said friggin'. Friggin's okay.
You did. That's fine. I got a bleep on.
It's like, put it in the sink. You're not going to use it later. Use another one. We got crap done.
Rachel?
I think, like, the first thing that comes to mind, aside from the pimple patches, which usually make it to the trash can, are my wife's contacts will be in the most random places. And I'll get them stuck to, like, the back of my phone case if I put it down on her nightstand. I've had one, like, stuck to my elbow at one point. I was like, oh, God, what's that? I couldn't figure it out because I don't wear contacts or glasses. It's always the most random locations.
Love it. And Cheryl, do you find golf tees all around your house from your husband?
No. He's famous for leaving coffee cups everywhere and crumbs. Just unbearable crumbs. Like, he'll grab the bag of Tostitos, and I know where he is, what he's doing. Yeah. But I have another one. My daughter. She leaves the earplugs.
Oh, her AirPods? AirPods?
No.
Oh, the sleep ones.
No, oh, sleeping?
The foams.
No, like, they're like wax. They're balls of wax.
What is she blocking the noise out? Is she blocking you out?
Well, that's a given. But she sleeps with these...
Earplugs.
And they're not foam. They're wax.
Are they reusable?
I don't know, but I have found... I'm assuming they are, but I have found them embedded in my carpet. I've had to cut them out. It's like they're like gum.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. And then she'll leave them on a napkin, and I just throw them away. But I find those John things absolutely everywhere in my house. I think it's the most...
Gross.
Does she then go swimming with them in or something?
No, that's what it sounds like. She just blocks out noise with them.
Yeah, she might be blocking you out there, Auntie Cheryl. The Drive is spoken on 97.5 WOKQ.
It's the
975, that's our number, 603-749-0975. We're playing Can't Beat Kira for These Bad Boys. Let's do this on a Monday, baby. 603-749-0975. Good luck.
I got my toes in the water, toes in the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, the plane touched down just about 3 o'clock and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, toes in the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, Uncle Neil. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big one and grab my guitar and play. bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, toes in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and bye, con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and bye, con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. I got no money to stay. By the lake and put my toes in the water, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Good morning, Andrew. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, but more importantly, how are you?
I am fantastic.
You've played this game, right?
I have played this game before, yeah.
Okay, so we don't need to hold your hand, guide you through the process. You know what to do.
I do.
Get to business, Andrew.
Huh?
This is when you kick Kira out of here.
Yeah.
Oh. See you, Kira.
See you, Kira.
Okay.
Andrew, what are you doing right now?
I just got to work.
What's work for you?
I work for a big road construction company.
Cool. Cool, brother. All right, let's do this thing. First question, multiple choice here. What does Annie's Mac and Cheese have as their mascot? Is it a cow, a bunny, or trick question, they don't have a mascot at all?
I think that one would be a bunny.
Question number two. President Trump posted that he's seriously considering taking away what comedian's U.S. citizenship? Rosie O'Donnell or Gabriel Iglesias?
Gabriel Iglesias is a guess.
Question number three. What kind of shark was off the coast of Cape Cod and depicted in the 1975 movie Jaws? Was it a great white or a megalodon?
It's definitely a great white shark.
Kira is coming back in. You hold on 1 second, all right?
Woo. All right, let's go.
How we feeling, Andrew? We confident?
I'm feeling okay.
Feeling okay?
Feeling okay.
Kira's coming off of a week-long vacation. She's probably feeling okay as well. Although she's so tan.
The tanness is helping my mood. But yeah, no, when you come back from work, you forget how to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, what button is this?
I am in the same boat I was just offered 2 weeks, so.
Holy smokes.
We just have to relearn our jobs today, and we hope that the people we work with are patient and kind.
Always be
humble
and
kind. That's the game plan.
Here we go, Kira. Question one.
Yeah.
What does Annie's Mac and Cheese have as their mascot? Is it a cow, a bunny, or trick question, Logan? There's no mascot at all.
I think it's a bunny, Logan.
It is a bunny. You said a bunny. Andrew said a bunny. 1-1.
Nice job, Andrew.
Question two. President Trump posted recently that he's seriously considering taking away what comedian's U.S. citizenship? Rosie O'Donnell or Gabriel Iglesias?
Rosie.
It is Rosie. How about that? That's crazy, them two going at each other.
Ooh,
forever. They've been going at each other forever.
It's brutal.
And Andrew said Gabriel Iglesias. Good guess, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
With 50-50
chance.
We know
what we're thinking, yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Question three, Kira. What kind of shark was off the coast of Cape Cod and depicted in the 1975 movie Jaws? Was it a great white or a megalodon?
He's talking megalodons at this hour. I think it's a great white.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Says Kira is correct. You got it right. Andrew got it right. That is 2 for Andrew, 3 for Kira. Great job, Kira.
Oh, thanks, man.
Nice win, Kira.
Oh, I appreciate you. All right, so we got good news. We got bad news. We do need to hear that phrase, oh, shame.
My name is Andrew from Concord, and I cannot beat Kira.
But doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're pleasant. We enjoy your presence. It's your first day back at work in a while. I feel you. I'm in the same boat. So we're going to give you these tickets anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning. Yeah, I came back from vacation. Yeah, I'm not sitting on the beach anymore. I'm back to talking in my microphone.
Yeah,
it had to happen. And Logan is fresh off the tails of a wedding, so you had a nice time.
Yes.
Who are these humans?
Rob and Margaret, they work out at F45 with Missy, and I used to work out there, so we got invited. So it was like a gym crew.
I love a gym crew.
It was very funny, actually.
Were you doing squats on the dance floor?
Funny you say that, not I, but the bride was doing burpees. Margaret, shout out to her.
Margaret, you don't have to do burpees on your wedding day, girl. We know you're fit.
She wanted to. She was showing. I can't tell you how many actual exercises were performed on this dance floor.
Unbelievable. I was joking.
Yeah, I'm not. So, one of the coolest things about the wedding was right when we get to the reception at everyone's table. I forget what it said, but there was like, you know, some kind of cute little saying that rhymes, and you open up everyone's envelope and there's a $2 scratch ticket.
I love a scratchy.
And
anyone win money?
Well, no. Someone at our table won $6, and then I scratched mine and I replaced it with someone so that they had a used one. They didn't find it too funny.
That's not so
funny. I gave them back the unscratched one. Anyway,
you rascal.
I'd never seen that. I seen it posted like on Instagram, you know, like it kind of went viral, like someone who did something like that.
That's a cool couple.
But I had never been a part of a wedding that did that. And right then and there, I was like, well, this is the coolest, most unique thing that I've ever seen at a wedding. Everyone gets their own scratch ticket.
Yeah, I've never seen that, and I kind of love it. I'm trying to think of unique things that I've seen at a wedding. My cousin had a mashed potato bar.
That savage.
Yeah, where we actually put the mashed potatoes in a martini glass.
That's epic.
To feel fancy, and then she had all the fixins, the sour cream, the bacon bits, the chives.
Ooh.
And we're walking around feeling fancy. With
a martini glass of mashed potatoes.
Straight up.
That's awesome.
Straight up.
Bah, the meatloaf!
Yes!
It's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, so unique wedding things.
Things.
How do we call it? What do we say to that? Unique wedding gestures.
Gestures doesn't feel right either. I guess we go with things.
Things you've seen at weddings.
Yes. So Logan saw the little scratchy souvenir. I also got sent home with a potted plant one time. That was my souvenir.
A potted plant? That sounds like a work.
It felt like work. It died.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
603-749-0975. What unique things have you seen at weddings? And this can be good. This can be bad.
Yeah,
this can
talk
just
ugly.
Be like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, I would love to do some
I
weird
would
stuff.
Never do this.
Yeah.
603-749-0975 for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are
the world.
Kira and Logan in the morning, and also the world. Logan was just telling us about a wedding he went to over the weekend where each guest got a $2 scratch ticket. A scratchy. I've never seen such things. What a unique touch.
It was cool.
Do you think, I wanted to ask you this, if someone won big...
we already talked about this.
They'd have to give a cut to the bride and groom?
Yeah, great question. We discussed this, and I said to the table before we scratched, I said, just so everyone knows, if I win big, you will not know. If I win small, I will let everyone know. If I want to...
You would announce this.
If I want... before I scratch?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Because I have to set the precedent, because I don't want people asking. Like... if I told them, hey, just so everyone knows, if I win $10,000, I'm putting this in my pocket and I'm not telling a soul.
Yeah, but won't they know you won if you slide it in your pocket?
I probably hit the bride and groom up on the low after the wedding. But like if I won $100 or $200, sure, I'll tell people. I probably would have given that $100 or $200 right to the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you win big, shut up. Then everyone's gonna be like, oh, you should give it to the bride and groom. And it's like, well, you know what? This was their risk. This was their gamble.
Logan, why didn't you want to build camaraderie with your table mates and be like, guys,
If Let's anyone pool. At our table wins, then we have to give each other, like, a cut.
I didn't know. We made great friends, of course.
Lifelong friends.
I didn't know my table mates too well. In fact, they were all Keene State people.
You say that with a negative tone.
Well, I went to Frankie P. And Frankie P and Keene State, they got a small rivalry. Different divisions, but they're a half hour apart.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was like, screw these owls. Whatever.
Who are you? Anyways, so that's what we're talking about. The unique touches you've seen at weddings. Whether it was the band, a food passed around, perhaps a souvenir.
An ice cream truck.
Oh my God, cool.
Very cool.
Have you seen that?
They had that.
Oh, that's awesome. Is this the best wedding ever? It sounds like it. So 603-749-0975. We're wondering the unique things that you've seen at weddings. Give us a call. Is this Sandra?
Hey, how are you today?
Hey girl, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Awesome.
Yep, so you're in the right place. We've established that. So, unique stuff you saw at weddings. What'd you see?
So my cousin had a candy bar. So it was just some buckets full of our favorite candies from when we were little and gift bags so that everybody could just like fill their bags with whatever they wanted for candy.
I love that.
Nostalgic.
I love that. And I like that you get to pick your own.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Did they do that in replacement of cake or in addition too?
No, in addition too.
Savage.
So talk to me about the old school candies that they had.
Fireballs. Squirrels, Charleston chews.
Oh, I love a Charleston.
It was all the old school stuff. The little Twizzlers, Jolly Ranchers.
What about those buttons, like, you know, that come on a strip of paper? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the dots?
Are they called dots?
Oh, dots are chewy. I forget what those are called.
What the heck are those called?
No, they're buttons.
They're buttons.
Yes, they had the giant ones, like the giant sheets of buttons.
Oh, my God. Do they have jawbreakers?
Yes.
Why are candy buttons so nostalgic? Like, why are they so good? They're just, like, hard.
They're not that good, but they're good.
You gotta rip them off with your teeth, kind of.
You chip a tooth about it.
Yeah, you eat paper. You eat that wax paper with every bite.
100% you eat paper, but you don't mind.
No, and that's the mystery of it. Are you going to get a piece with paper or a piece without paper? See how this works.
That's it.
I'm living life on the edge. I'm eating paper. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, really unique. Thanks for sharing. This is a really cool one.
Yeah, you guys are welcome anytime.
Have a great day.
Bye, Sandra.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Okay. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Hello, our names are Kira and Logan, and this is our morning show. Today, we are talking about the unique things that you've seen at a wedding, whether it was a unique souvenir, a different kind of food being passed around, a unique band, perhaps. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name is Carol. I live in Danville.
Hello, Carol.
Carol!
Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
So, did you see something unique at a wedding, or did you have it at your wedding?
Well, no, not my wedding. I married a long time ago.
Okay.
But I did go to a wedding last summer, and one of the things they gave out was fleece blankets.
To keep?
Yes, because they also did a fireworks display at the end. It was an outdoor wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and another thing that they did was instead of a wedding cake, they had a Whoopie Pie bar.
Love that.
Was this the best wedding ever, or what?
Yes, it was. They had any flavor Whoopie Pie, the cake part, and the fillings were all different. It was amazing.
I'm just going out here and saying this. People don't like cake.
I don't know if you should be the voice of our people with such a statement like that.
Kira, would you prefer ice cream or cake at a wedding?
Yeah, ice cream.
All right, would you prefer a Whoopie Pie or cake at a wedding?
Whoopie Pie.
Yeah, I guess Whoopie Pie is more unique.
Would you prefer a brownie sundae or a wedding cake? Listen, I'm saying there's a lot of desserts in the list, and everyone prefers other desserts than freaking wedding cake.
But I had a funfetti wedding cake.
Well, if only they were cake pops.
That's such a good point.
Thanks for the call, Carol. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Who knew that Logan was such a wedding cake hater? Yeesh.
Listen, I'm just saying, if you're going to provide other options,
I recall eating cake at your wedding. It was lovely.
Yeah, and I guess
Carla made it.
My guess is that you would have preferred ice cream. I wasn't serving
in
you.
In addition to.
Well, listen, we just went through the damn list, okay? You want to do this again?
Yeah, I do. No, I was kidding. So I want to hear from you. Yes, you. What are the unique things that you've seen at a wedding? It doesn't have to be dessert related. It can be. 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chat this morning. No way it was LA last night. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, in Spirit of Logan, going to a wedding over the weekend where each wedding guest found a $2 scratch ticket at their seat.
Didn't win.
Bitter about it. We're talking about the unique things that you've seen at a wedding at 603-749-0975. That's our number if you want to chime in. WOKQ, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Natalie.
What's up, Natalie?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you still doing the wedding thing?
We are. Do you have something to share?
Well, I do. So this is something that I'm considering for our wedding next summer. We are not going to do our honeymoon right away, and we can't decide where to go, so we're going to pick three locations, and at the wedding reception we're going to let our guests decide, and then we're going to find out at our wedding where we're going.
Snaps, this is the coolest thing ever. Where are the options?
So I think we're going to do Santorini, and then a little island in Italy called Sardinia, and then we haven't decided the third yet.
But Natalie, do you like want to go to each of these places equally, or in your heart is there like a front runner? Because you can only do this if you're really like you have equal desire to go to all three places.
I think one will be mine, one will be his, and one will be, like, we really don't care.
Time out. Can Kira and I pick the location of the we really don't care?
Sure.
Oh.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know. Let me walk that back.
Yeah. Like,
it
she can't trust us.
It has to be somewhere good.
What? Well.
Yeah, where are you thinking?
I was thinking, like, maybe we do, like, an outdoor one. Like a unique outdoor-y, like, maybe Alaska or, like,
no, they like islands.
Yeah, right. So
yeah,
that's.
Yeah. We can't do Alaska because my fiancé would kill me. He hates the cold, and he's already said no to that.
All right. What are the stipulations? It just has to be warm?
It has to be warm. We have to be able to relax on a beach because we did 2 weeks in Italy recently, and we were, like, traveling all over. So he wants more relaxing.
All right.
My wheels are turning.
Yeah, I'm thinking Costa Rica, but that doesn't feel, which I love Costa Rica so much, but it doesn't feel crazy enough if we're only getting one.
What about the Amalfi Coast?
So we went there. I love it.
How well traveled are you?
Back. Well, no, we just did 2 weeks in Italy. I would go back to Capri, but I don't think we could afford it.
Yeah. Either way, this is such a fun thing. Like, the audience participation of it all,
really
I
cool.
love it. It just shows that you guys, you're not a regular bride and groom. You're a cool bride and groom.
Well, we're definitely older, so maybe that has something to do with it, too.
Well, I love the spontaneity of it. Like, that's so cool. And I'm going to cast my vote for Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
let's
wow.
put that in the mix.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. That's very unique. Cool.
Courtesy of Kira Logan in the morning, Cape Town, South Africa. And we don't have the funds to sponsor it, but we'd love to hear about it after the trip.
Absolutely. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning. Logan and I are just curious. We're a couple of curious cats about the unique things that you have seen at a wedding. Whether it was the band, a food passed around, perhaps a souvenir, like a $2 scratch ticket, like the wedding that Logan just went to. 603-749-0975. That's our number if you want to chime in. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks for holding as long as you have. It means the world.
That's all right.
What's your name, by the way?
Melissa.
Melissa, so what is the unique thing that you saw at a wedding?
So it was at my own wedding. It was not planned by me. But the day I was born, my uncle bought a bottle of Crown Royal with the condition that my father was supposed to save it for my wedding day. And on my wedding day, there was a shot for everybody, like
on the table, they had all the shot glasses lined up and everybody. And then the manager came running over because you're not supposed to do that. But it was fun. It was cool.
Yeah, screw the manager. I have goosebumps. I think that's really unique. I love that so much.
Yeah, it was a complete surprise to me. I looked over. I'm like, what is going on?
And you said it was your it was your uncle who did this?
My uncle bought the bottle on the day I was born and gave it to my father, but told him couldn't open it until my wedding day.
I love this so much. I'm gonna start doing this.
It was fun.
Did you know this bottle existed, or did you learn about it on your wedding day?
On my wedding day, I had no idea. I looked over and I saw all of this like activity. I'm like, what is going on over there? And then they told me the story. So it was fun. Everybody toasted together.
How was it?
It was good.
Was it memorable? Yeah, I was going to say, did you even taste it? Do you remember it or not really?
Yeah, well, I remember going through the motions. Let's just say that.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
That's a really nice touch. I know. I want to give every new baby a bottle of alcohol. I mean, not to the baby, but to the parents for this.
Yeah, it's a unique thing because it's like a double gift. You know what I mean? Like you give the gift originally, and then however many years later, you don't have to give a new gift.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
It was fun.
Really cool.
I love that. Thanks for sharing this story with us.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Mel. All
right, bye.
Logan.
Yeah.
Let's go, girls.
Oh, we're doing that.
You want to do that?
Well, that's what we have for tickets. We're giving away Shania Twain tickets right now, baby.
Yeah, baby. Would you like to see the absolute queen come to Guilford, New Hampshire? Of course you would. Shania Twain tickets up for grabs right now with Can't Beat Kira. You know our number. Well, maybe you don't. It's 603-749-0975. Excuse me.
Hello.
Hello. That's the number you got to call if you want to play Can't Beat Kira. I'm going to give it again.
Got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Melissa, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. We're good. How was your weekend?
It was incredible, actually.
Ooh.
Hey. And my daughter has the same name as you, and she always wants to say hi to you. I really wish she was with me.
She's a fellow Kira?
She is.
How do she spell it?
K-I-E-R-A.
Uh-huh. Love it.
Hey, Melissa, is there any way you could take us off speakerphone? Or we sound
I just did. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You sound really windy.
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit of... I thought she was in a convertible.
I wish.
Okay. Well, so you're winning these for your fellow Kira.
I'm gonna try.
All right. Kick me out of here, this Kira.
All right, Kira, get out of here.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Melissa, she's walking out, and we can get this thing popping. You ready?
Yes.
Question one. Sort of. What animal notoriously climbs the Empire State Building in the original 1933 film and then again in the 2015 remake?
Oh, my gosh. That's
not a real animal. Godzilla? That's the thing.
Godzilla.
Question number two. Dr. Robert Bruce Banner is the real name for who? Is it the Hulk, Superman, or Robin?
The Hulk.
Question number three. What Adam Sandler movie sequel comes out in exactly 11 days on Netflix? Is it Happy Gilmore 2, Big Grampy, or The Wedding Band?
I'm going to go with Happy Gilmore 2.
All right. Now I'm going to call Kira back in. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, Melissa, she's back in here.
Good luck, Kira.
Oh, Melissa's got good manners. We'll call her Manner Melissa.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you.
Mannered Melissa is what I should say. All right, Kira. Question one. What animal notoriously climbs the Empire State Building in the original 1933 film and then again in the 2015 remake?
A gorilla.
A gorilla known as?
Godzilla.
Wow. This is fun. So, a gorilla would be is right if you were representing King Kong.
Oh!
Which is the answer we were specifically looking for. However,
dang!
Melissa also says Godzilla, who it's not a gorilla. It's more like an alligator type thing.
Is it?
And he does scale. When she said Godzilla, I made up my mind that I was going to okay it.
Okay.
So the fact that you said Godzilla means I have to okay yours, but you thought Godzilla was a monkey? Whatever. We'll say 1-1.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel proud about what just happened, but I'll take the point.
I don't like any part of what just happened. One-to-one, question two.
But we're having fun, right?
Dr. Robert Bruce Banner is the real name for who? The Hulk, Superman, or Robin? Dr. Robert Bruce Banner.
What was the first one you said?
The Hulk, Superman, or Robin?
The Hulk.
The Hulk, says Kira and Melissa, and the Hulk is the right answer. Great job.
Is the theme like people that destroy things?
Maybe, because let's go into question three.
Okay.
No, it's not. What Adam Sandler movie sequel comes out in exactly 11 days?
Oh, who's counting
Netflix?
Me?
Is it Big Grampy, The Wedding Band, or Happy Gilmore 2?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Is the right answer.
I love those spin-offs you made
up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You got it
creative.
Right. Melissa got it right. The final score is 3-3.
I love it.
Yay.
Melissa, I don't have to tell you, you couldn't have performed any better today. I would say you made your Kira proud and this Kira proud.
I know. Oh, good. Yay.
Okay, you still have to say the phrase of shame. I know it doesn't feel right, but it's like a tie.
That's okay.
Yeah.
My name's Melissa. I'm from Concord, and I can't beat Kira.
Don't matter. Let's go, girls. You're going to see Shania Twain. And we lost you. What a hoot.
Did we really lose her?
Yeah, she's not here.
No, she's here.
She's not here.
Melissa?
You there? Can you hear me?
Well, we can hear you now.
Hi. Can you hear me?
It's Logan, and this is our morning show, and we have a brand new episode of Second Date Update just for you. So hopefully you're in the mood. Nah, I know you always are. Let's go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want Second Date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
It's time for Second Date Update, brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Neil is here. Hi, Neil.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
We're all right. So, Shayna, the one that got away. Well, we're hoping we can get her back. Sorry. I shouldn't go that far.
That would be awesome.
What's going on there? How did it all come to be?
Yeah, hopefully she isn't the one that got away. Hopefully you guys can help. So, Shayna, amazing girl. So, I saw her frequently. You know, she bartended at the spot just right across, kind of adjacent from where I work. So, I just see her, you know, like as the guys, and I would leave work, but you see her twice a week. You know, you start to see familiar faces, and it's kind of like our bar. That was the highlight of my day, like the highlight of my week.
Aww.
Especially when I would, yeah. And so, and like not even in a creepy way, I swear on my life, like I'm just, I would look across like the, I'm lunch. I'm like checking, is her car there? And, you know, is she going to be there tonight? Then I'll convince the guys, let's go. Let's get a couple beers.
Wholesome.
So my buddy Shane, I left. This is like a few weeks ago. I left early. He stayed behind and started like, whole bro move. He's actually my manager, so awesome one. But he started talking to her about me, and she inquired, am I single? Hmm. My guy, yes, I am painfully single. And he told her, not the painfully part, I hope, I don't know. But whatever he told her, she was like, yeah. So, you know, I go back the next day, she's working, and I just asked her, like, hey, why didn't you just ask me if I was single? Like, it's cool talking to my manager and whatnot. But, super embarrassed, but she's a sweet girl. I didn't mean to embarrass her. But simply just plainly ask, Shayna, I'm more than willing to hang out with you when you're actually not working. If you want to go on a date with me, let's do it when, like, I'm not paying you for it, because I'm starting to feel weird about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I felt really smooth about that one, and I think she liked it, because with that, she agreed to go on a date with me.
Okay.
Love it.
What'd you do for the date?
Yeah, so, I mean, not to, like, keep her in the same environment that she was always in, bartending. We went to Legends. So that's one of my favorite spots. I'm a big bar game guy. Works out, because turns out she is as well. And she hustled, like, the heck out of me on darts.
Hilarious.
I knew she was excited to go play some pool and darts, but I had no idea how good she was. And I didn't mind losing to her. Like, playing darts with her all night was a blast. Felt bubbly. Felt cool. I'm like, all right, I'll probably see you again at work, after work on Friday or whatnot. And no text after that. So I figure maybe she's just picking up extra shifts. I go back to the bar with the boys. They know the deal. Kind of tension in the bar. They're like waiting to see how we're interacting. And she felt super standoffish.
So you have this good date at Legends. She beat you at darts. Maybe that was a turnoff. Maybe she thought that your dart game was weak, and maybe your game would be weak in other areas, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I got nervous because there's like the whole ick thing of like guys when they're chasing a ping pong ball around.
Yeah.
And I started like overplaying in my head what happened. at this bar? Like, did something happen in the pool or darts? No, I didn't hit the wall behind the dartboard or anything.
I've done that. We'll get to the bottom of it, Neil, no matter what. And we're hoping that it's just a big misunderstanding. We'd love to send you two on another date, maybe to another bar. Hit up a third bar.
Unless that's the issue. Too many bars for this bartender.
Yeah. Maybe she felt like she was at work.
Right.
I promise you guys a second date, I will go somewhere far away from a bar. I promise.
Okay.
Well, it's our choice. We send you there.
You don't tell us. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Neil. Give us Shayna's number.
In the baggage claim.
For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. All right, it's time for part two of Second Date Update. So we have Shayna on the line. Shayna, thank you for agreeing to come on the air and talk about your date with Neil.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, girl. So what's the deal? He had a really good time with you.
So, yes, Neil was awesome. I was definitely drawn to him the first time he came to the bar. He just has, like, a cool vibe about him. He was, like, this macho guy. And I felt like we really hit it off.
Yeah, that's exactly what we heard.
It's a good start.
So what gives? Because he wants to see you again, and he said it's been a little weird.
All right, so when we were talking on the date about, I don't know how we got on this topic, but we just talked about how my sister wants to be a mom, and my sister's currently single. She doesn't have a partner or anything, and she's going through this whole IVF process and using a sperm bank for the sperm donor and all that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil goes, well, casually, says, like, I wonder if she'll end up with one of my swimmers. He donated a bunch of sperm 2 years ago when he first moved out on his own to pay up his rent. So at first I was like, well, that's, like, a very generous thing to do, you know, to help someone have a baby who, like, otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
But then he, like, goes down this path of, like, oh, I could have, like, up to 100 children that he doesn't even know about. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it just felt weird. Like, he was proud about it or something, you know?
Well, he probably is proud of it.
He's spreading his feet all over town.
I know, but, like, I just, like, couldn't wrap my head around that concept. Like, it's just bizarre. It's weird. It's a little gross. Like, what if, like, God forbid, like, my sister or did, like, his sperm, and then another woman down the street has his sperm, and then the kids grow up, and then they end up, like, falling in love with each other, but they don't know that they're biologically half-siblings.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
My head just can't.
The lock there. There's a lot.
Yeah,
like, and that's your biggest concern, that his children are going to be in your life, even though they're not just, like, your children kind of thing?
He was just so casual about it. Like, he's like, yeah, I could have, like, 100 kids. And it's like, okay, you know, you're right. You could have spawned, like, 100 children, but, like, what are you going to be, like, this dad that has, you know, that's, like, absent in these children's lives? And he said he left his profile open, right? So that...
Oh, they can go see him, that means, right?
Right.
Wow.
We have a lot of questions. I know I do.
I have so many.
Shayna, what we didn't tell you is Neil is on the line. He heard what you said. And if you're comfortable with it, if you'd be all right with it, we'd love to bring him in. He really liked you. And I think he's just looking for closure about the whole thing. Would you be all right with that?
I mean, yeah, I guess at this point.
Neil, what's the deal?
I'm glad at least I know now what's going on. So with the whole profile being open thing, it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's the right thing to do. What if even two of those kids wants to know who their biological father is? I just feel like I'd be robbing them of that if I didn't leave it open.
Okay, but, like, what if they need money or, like, want fatherly guidance? Or, like, are you prepared to do that for, like, 100 kids? Like, what if you eventually one day have your own children?
Really granted, but I just don't think it's a problem I'm going to have for, like, I don't know, 13, 15 years until they're, like, actually being curious about this stuff. So it's not, like, I don't know, I'm not, like, going to be changing their diapers and stuff. Maybe they just come to me and want to know, you know, what sports I play, or I don't know. We could go out to dinner one more time and not a bar, and we could talk about some more things if you want to go deeper into, like, why I did it. And I don't know. I just don't think right now is, like, I don't need to make a decision or put it on you to make a decision of what to do with my, I don't know, 100 or so kids.
Yeah, so I guess, Shayna, you're right. He is pretty casual about it.
Yeah, like, this thing is just, it's crazy to me. Like, and I've honestly been nonstop thinking about it since our date, since we had the conversation. And I don't know, I just think it's, like, a really weird thing to do for money. Mm. Like, I don't know. So it's like, do you do it for money, or are you doing it because you like the idea of, like, spreading your seed and having a bunch of kids out in the world, like, with your dreams? Like, what?
No,
like, what's the deal?
Yeah, no, super fair, Santa. Now that, like, I've done it, I'm just finding the silver linings and trying to think, like, oh, you know, I've helped, you know, bring some joy to, you know, new parents. But at the time, yeah, it was all money.
Well, Shayna, the purpose of our call is to ask you if you'd want to go on a second date with Neil that we, the radio station, would be happy to pay for. What do you say? You want to be stepmommy to his 100 kids?
Listen, I think that we're better off kind of being like friendly acquaintances and whatever. And like, you know, I'm sure I'll see you and the boys at the bar soon. There's no bad blood. This is just a bit awkward for me, and I don't think I'm particularly okay with it.
Well, in about 21 years, you might see more Neils coming into your bar.
It's true. They'll be of age.
I can't blame you. It's such a bummer, though. I had a lot of fun with you the other night, for what it's worth.
And there you have it, a unsuccessful, but yet another episode of Second Date Update on 97.5 WOKQ. So if you have any thoughts on what just transpired on Second Date Update. For New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan. It is the morning, and this is our morning show. So if you missed Second Date Update, Logan, that was a unique situation, was it not?
Yeah, I can't even, it's hard to comprehend. Sometimes I can't comprehend what I can comprehend. Let me rephrase. I don't know what I would do in the situation.
That's it. It's a real pickle. So it was between Shayna and Neil, and Shayna ended up ghosting Neil after their date, and we got to the bottom of it quite quickly, actually. Shayna said that it came out on their date that Neil, a few years ago when he was strapped for cash, decided to donate a whole bunch of sperm.
And I'm going to speak for every man out there. Every man has considered it.
Logan?
Yeah.
Do you have sperm out in the world?
Oh, wouldn't you want to know? No, I don't. But I'm telling. But I guarantee, like, 90% of the men out there listening has been like, yeah, I have wondered how much money I could get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Seems like a pretty. Never mind.
Pretty good investment?
Yeah.
Pretty good ROI.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So Shayna was a little off put because it came out that he left his profile open, which means that when these kids turn 18, they have the option to reach out to Neil and get to know their biological father. And Shayna's like, so let me get this straight. In 15 years, you might have like 100 kids
asking for college tuition.
Correct. She's like, this is off putting.
Right.
This is weird for me.
Yeah, which I get. I get both sides.
Right? So we just open our phone lines and because we're here and we're live and we're local and we love to chat with you. Wanted to know your thoughts on this at 603-749-0975. Good morning. You're on with Kira and Logan. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Chastity.
Hi, Chastity.
Hi, how are you?
We are well.
What's up with you?
What's on your mind, Sister Fran?
I was just telling Yane about the Second Date Update that you guys just did with the guy who gave up some sperm for some money.
For sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I really like what he did. I've always wanted to be a mom, and if for some reason I was not able to conceive kids naturally, I would be thankful for the people who do that.
Do you think that it would be hard dating someone who did that when they were younger?
I don't, actually.
You don't? Okay.
I think she brought up, like, well, what if when they get older, they come to you for money and want things, like monetary things from you? And I think that kids act the way that their parents bring them up. And so I think the kids that are after their parents for money or after people for money or asking for money, their parents brought them up that way. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, I think that somebody who can afford to have IVF isn't somebody who's going to be looking for handouts.
So you're hoping that the kids, however many Neil has, you would be okay with them coming into his life and introducing themselves. You're under the assumption and the hope that none of them are going to ask for money, but rather just an introduction of who their father is.
Introduction of who their father is, but also genetics,
right?
Like family history stuff.
Yeah, medical stuff that you need to know, right?
I think it's natural to, like, I have a friend who's adopted and she obviously is curious about her parents. Like, she loves her adopted parents like they're her own, but it's natural to wonder where you came from biologically.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, great take. Thanks for calling in about it.
Yeah, of course.
And thanks for listening to Second Date Update. I'm glad that you enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
you jacked up on snack wraps or what, Logan?
Can we talk about them yet?
Yeah. We are number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. It is a great day to be alive. Because McDonald's just dropped off treats for Logan and I. What did we do to deserve such good fortune?
Snack wraps are freaking back, baby.
Baby.
All right, so let's talk about this.
Thanks for giving me the spicy one, by the way.
This is a great, example of social media and the power of people.
Oh, go off, Kate.
I will go off. 2016. It was a good year, but it was a bad year. Here's why it was a bad year. They took away the snack wraps. And McDonald's snack wraps were the GOAT. They are the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been 9 years, which feels crazy long. I thought it was only a couple
Too
years.
Too long.
9 years since the snack wrap has been on the McDonald's scene. And baby, they are back and better than ever. They got a spicy one, which you had. How was that?
Thank you for giving that to me. Oh, she's got a kick, but the good kind of kick. Not the burn your mouth, give you heartburn, but the flavor that packs a punch.
Wow. Are you? I wish there was a script in front of you. That was just, you just freeballed that.
I
got the ranch one, and I don't know what kind of ranch they're using in here, but this ain't regular ranch. This is McDonald's ranch. This is some good ranch. And you know what I noticed? I don't know. I'll let you say your piece, but this snack wrap is bulkier than the snack wraps of the 2010s.
Thanks for saying that.
Do you agree?
It's beyond a snack.
It's almost a meal. I mean, you know me. I could probably house 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I would say 4.
Yeah.
4 would be your meal.
But they used to be, the truth is they used to be really small. At any rate, we're raving.
Skimpy.
We're raving about them right now.
Yeah, and we got the fries and we got lemonade and we want to shout out our girl Michelle at McDonald's for dropping off these treats. It's really nice. It really puts a little pep in our stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Michelle McCoy, if you're listening, I have no clue what a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle tastes like. I really would like to know.
Logan.
That's my hungover food.
Is it?
Like if I'm feeling like I just want something yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Something that it's just right there in the moment. I want to care about how it feels in the bite.
Yes.
It's the McGriddle.
And I love that big hash. Say it's been, girl.
Oh, yeah.
One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning time, and it is time to welcome in those rascals we work with. We call them the Tribe. They have their own theme song, you know. Would you like to hear it? Here we go.
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl's what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel. Here I am, a little bit of Tribe, yeah, that's
awesome. 97.5 WOKQ, we got the Tribe up in here and we're about to fight. What is the best and the worst part of a fisherman's platter? Traditionally, fisherman's platter has fried clams, whole belly, clam strips, fried shrimp, fried haddock, fried scallops, and then usually either a crab cake, or some kind of like cake like that.
So I'll make this real easy for you. I don't do like shellfish. I love haddock. So I'm going to go fried haddock. Obviously the best, the worst. I don't like shrimp or any of the things you just said besides that. So I'm going to go haddock's the best. I don't like the shrimp.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. Ryan Sheehy.
All of it, please.
Yeah. Take the best and pick the worst.
No. Or like an order of operation.
Just give me your best and worst.
Fried shrimp.
Is the best.
Clam.
Wow.
And then everything else is like right next to us.
You think the fried shrimp is the best part of the fisherman's platter? I think that's the filler.
Fried shrimp is like the same exact consistency as lobster, just saying.
I can't believe you think the shrimp is the goat in the platter. I think that's the filler.
It was the first food I ever got introduced when I was a kid. Yeah. So it does have some childhood memories for me every time.
Okay.
So, yeah,
all
some,
right.
Yeah.
Same here. I would get I don't even know if my family called them this or if it was actually Bee Gees Boathouse, but the fried baby
Bee
Zappas.
Bee Gees Boathouse is what it's called.
Did they call them fried baby Zappas or was that just my family?
Oh, I don't remember. I thought you were wondering the name of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I know them. So I'm actually the same boat as Ryan for the shrimp being the best part of the platter.
What?
The worst part is absolutely the scallops.
No!
If I want scallops, I'll just chew on a rubber band instead.
Cheryl, tell them why they're wrong.
They're just wrong.
Oh!
I don't even have a reason. They're just wrong, dumb, wrong.
Wow.
The scallops are the best part.
You know we're still in the room.
The seafood platter. The worst part for me are the bellies. of the clams.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's got that mushy consistency thing.
But they're fried.
Yeah, but they're still mushy on the inside when you bite through. And
I can't get over the scallop thing. The scallops are the most expensive piece in that platter.
Really?
Without a doubt, I think. Cheryl, back me up.
But if you don't like the taste and texture, what's the price matter?
No. You're right. Well, it doesn't. But I just think a scallop is like
one of the calamari. Like if that was part of it, I would go for that over everything else.
I would throw that across the table to someone else.
How do you like? But not scallops.
What's chewy? The strip?
So is some of the calamari.
Yeah, exactly. Calamari's
not in the fisherman's platter.
No, I know, but like, I just don't understand how she can like...
Calamari you get at the Italian restaurant as an appetizer with the sauce.
Exactly.
And then the restaurant.
And then they throw in the little squid legs and it's like, ew.
Those are really good. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Okay. The only thing I like about a calamari plate is the dipping sauce.
Well, we have certainly derailed. And anyone who thinks scallops are the worst part of a fisherman's platter, get out of New England. There you have it. The Tribe has spoken on 97.5 WOKQ.
Number one from the country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Yes, yes, we are. And the time is now for compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I would like to compliment a wedding that I did not attend, but I lived vicariously through young Logan, who shared with me some tidbits about the wedding that he attended over the weekend. So these are friends that you know from F45, the local gym.
Yep.
And I loved what they did, that they gave each wedding guest a $2 scratch ticket. I have never heard of such a thing, and I think it's really unique and memorable and, like, just flirty and fun. I'm going to compliment them for that.
It was really cool that they did that. I didn't even share a couple other things.
Tell me.
From the wedding. So you know how most of the time at weddings they'll come around for a champagne toast?
Yes.
When you entered the reception, there was a wall. By the way, this was at Newfound Lake in New Hampshire. And there was a wall, Kira, of about 150 to 200 champagne glasses full. You walked in, you grabbed a glass, you went to your table.
What's stopping you from taking a few glasses?
Well...
just nothing, trying to be classy.
In fact, nothing stopped me.
I think I'm so glad you asked. I helped myself.
Nah, it was a really cool wedding. And so on that, my compliment, not really a compliment, it's just I didn't share this with you. And I don't know if you know this about my wedding. We did something unique. We didn't advertise it for obvious reasons. You're familiar with cigar bars?
Yes.
So a lot of weddings will have cigar bars, which we had a cigar bar. We had a couple boxes of cigars, but we also had a different box with a similar substance. And because we got married on 10/7, do you know that I provided 107?
Of course I know.
You did
this,
know that?
Logan.
Okay, I didn't know.
Everybody knows that.
Well, most people at the wedding knew that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you were at the wedding, you know that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you think I'm out of the loop?
I don't know, but
I'm in with the in crowd.
It took me a second, like this morning, because I was recapping what a fun wedding it was for Rob and Margaret. And when we were talking about the unique things we've done at weddings, I was like, what did we do at ours? Oh, yeah.
Many unique things.
That's right, 107 unique things.
Yes, that was special. I remember, I think your dad told me that. He was so proud.
Really?
Yeah.
The only guy not participating was proud of it.
Yeah, but he was handing them out, and he was like, you know, my son did this. My pride and joy. Okay, on that note,
we out.
Ginny Rogers is up next. So it's 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. I will be back tomorrow.
I will be on the golf course with my best friend who just got engaged. Shout out to my boy, Nick.
Big ol' mazel to Nick and Jules. Send my regards. So hang out with me tomorrow. You know I'm going to be lonely right here on 97.5 WOKQ. Oh, yeah, and don't you forget it. All day long, who loves you?
We do.